I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. The story's from Educational Law 226. The story was titled, Am I the Arsehole Here for Telling My Friend That Being Settled For Isn't the Worst Thing in the World? My friend Anna and I were talking about her dating life. Anna is an incredibly beautiful woman, and she could have her pick of men. She broke up with her boyfriend because she was out of his league, and he knew it. He would act in insecure ways. Anna stated that she didn't want to settle for someone less than the best. She asked me why would anyone settle, and brought up my marriage as a positive example of love. I told her that my husband settled for me, he wasn't attracted to me, and we still had a happy marriage. Being settled for isn't the worst thing in the world. My husband Alan and I are happily married high school sweethearts. He was heavily bullied in middle and high school. When I moved into his hometown in sophomore year, I stood up for him. By the end of senior year, he had friends and he asked me to prom. 10 years later, we are happily married. However, I know that my husband doesn't find me attractive. I'm naturally taller and more muscular than the average woman. It's a huge insecurity of mine. A year after we married, my husband drunkenly confessed that he didn't find me attractive. He prefers petite women with delicate facial features. But he was grateful for what I did and felt obliged to thank me. Which is why he asked me out to prom. Why we dated throughout college, why he proposed. He still loved me very much, but wasn't attracted to me. The next morning, he was hungover and had forgotten his confession. He doesn't drink much because he doesn't have a filter and tells the unvarnished truth. I felt crushed, but our marriage was very good otherwise. I never told him what he said that night. He was a great husband. I don't think most men are attracted to the way I look anyways. I explained this to Anna and she was grateful for the advice. That night, Alan started crying. He was crying silently, but I woke up. I hugged him and asked what was wrong, and he admitted he overheard our conversation. I didn't expect him to overhear since I was in the basement, but he heard his name and decided to listen in. I apologized for hurting his feelings, but it just made him sob harder. I don't know what I did wrong, slash if I did anything wrong. Am I the arsehole? Edit. I wasn't advising Anna to settle. She would never be happy settling for someone. I just told her that settling isn't the worst thing in the world and my marriage is one of settlement. My husband settled for me and we are happy. My advice was to stay true to herself and her beliefs. If she's not happy, then the relationship can't move forward. So first, some comments with responses from OP. Someone says, I don't think you're the arsehole in this. Absolutely not in any way. But I am curious if your husband ended up talking to you about it. OP says no. We haven't really gotten around to it. He's been down for the past few days, and anytime I've tried to gently prod him, he started crying and I comforted him. I've decided to leave it alone until he feels comfortable to talk, but I feel guilty in case I did something wrong to hurt him that deeply. Someone says not the arsehole, but you need to talk to your husband about this. Either he is struggling with guilt about his confession or is really triggering with unhappiness in the relationship. And either way, you two need to talk about it. Also, whew. You're a saint for dealing with that confession so gracefully. OP says, I've tried to talk to him about what he overheard. He's just started crying, sometimes even sobbing, and I just comforted him. I didn't want to hurt him more, so I left the topic alone for now until he can tell me how he feels. I don't think he's unhappy in our relationship, but you never know. I wish I was a saint. It would have probably hurt less, but I love my husband and didn't want to hurt him by bringing up his confession ever. Someone says to OP, it sounds like he thinks you settled for a guy who doesn't find you attractive, like he broke both your hearts. Opie says, I didn't settle for him. I'm lucky to be in this relationship at all. Someone says, no, I hope you don't believe that. What I'm saying is that maybe that this is the reason for his tears. I do think you both need to have a loving convo. I meant what I said about him feeling like he broke both your hearts, because I would have felt that way. Both devastated to have said it, and devastated that the person I loved would have heard it, you know. Opie says, I hope that's not why he's crying. I've long since moved past it. In fact, since I was young, I didn't think there would be people who would be attracted to me. So it hurt many years back, but even then, I wasn't shocked. Probably because I'd already gotten used to the idea of no one being attracted to me. I'm grateful my husband loves me, and I've told him that. Someone says, I'd be kind of worried that he's been considering separation. You should really look into scheduling some couples therapy to mediate what's going on here. Regardless, him being upset warrants him seeing a professional outside of the relationship that he can confide in. I'm very sorry, Opie. Opie says, if he's considering separation, I'd be heartbroken, but I'd have to support him. He doesn't deserve to be in a marriage where he isn't happy, and if he wants someone he is attracted to, he has to leave me. I'll let him know that it's okay if he wants to separate and bring up couples therapy. And this just made me feel incredibly sad. I mean, it just felt like Opie was talking in a way that they should be grateful that their husband loves them, that their husband has settled for them. And I just find that incredibly sad. If I was in Opie's position, I'm not sure I'd be able to cope with something like that. Knowing your partner doesn't find you attractive, not someone he would conventionally go for. So, like some of those comments said, I wonder if it's going to be to do with guilt, or that's why he's crying because he overheard the conversation and now feels really shitty about it. But let's move on to Opie's first update to find out what happened next. And says, hello, I'm back with a short update. I've got a lot of messages on my post and it was a bit overwhelming. I want to say I am a people pleaser, not just for my husband, but for my friends and family too. I want them to be happy. I love my husband and want the best for him. We are very monogamous and I value fidelity. We had sessions of couples therapy and he now has a personal therapist. It was surprisingly easy to find someone that suited us, but I did pay a lot of money for our sessions, but they left me feeling baffled. Our counselor was a no-nonsense but comforting older woman. We went through our life, how he was bullied, how we met, how we married, our careers. I told her about how he had drunkenly told me he wasn't attracted to me. But that didn't matter because we loved each other and I didn't know what made him upset. She asked us honestly if we wouldn't be happier as best friends but married to other people. Alan adamantly said no. She brought up affection, sex life, those things. We told her we had an active sex life with a couple of quirks and were very affectionate, etc. Which she focused on. She basically said someone is lying at some point because you can't have all of those things together. She asked Alan to walk through his attraction and he snapped and said he didn't want to talk of having disgusting or bad thoughts about me. It was a very long conversation after and I'm still confused, but essentially he thought that anyone sexualizing or having those kind of thoughts about me was bad, especially other people. He loved me for me. It wasn't even about me being his wife or me being a woman, all those common things. He thought anyone who had thoughts about me was bad and I should be protected from them. Alan told the counselor that I was too soft and gentle and pure to think that there are bad thoughts about me and bad people. I've never heard that before from anyone. I told our counselor nothing bad has happened to me. I was worried if Alan had trauma in his past that made him wary of others since he had been bullied so viciously in school. But he said that I was thinking of him again and I should think about myself. He said I didn't realize that the world is scary for me. The counselor asked about any guilt he felt about attraction and he broke down. A couple of years ago, I had intensive surgery and Alan helped me with everything, even eating, showering and getting around. He confessed that when he helped me with bathing or dressing me, he accidentally looked more than he should and he could feel that I was starting to realize he was having those thoughts about me and shut down. I don't really remember that, but he's my husband. I didn't and don't mind if he looks. He talked about how much he loves me and wants to spend the rest of his life with me. My counselor said I have grown up to think of others' wants and desires above my own, and I do have people-pleasing tendencies, but on the whole I'm pretty mentally healthy. I got a few booklets and packets to fill out. My husband was told he needed intensive therapy as soon as possible. He had his first sessions a few days ago. I don't know where this is going or what happened to make him think the way he does. He didn't grow up in a religious environment. His parents are very affectionate and have a strong marriage. I still love and support my husband. So we do have another update to this as well, but we also have some relevant comments with replies for extra information, etc. So someone says to OP, oh wow, this is not how I expected the update to go, but it makes so much sense. I thought you would have had the serious trauma and that's where people-pleasing tendencies come from. Turns out that doesn't have anything below it and your husband has the serious trauma. I'm glad he's getting help, and it sounds to me like he said that because he was projecting his own shame for being so attracted to you. I hope that he has significant healing from his trauma and that you can start to heal your self-esteem now that you know none of this was a reflection of you at all. Opie says, I have no real trauma. I get up happy, healthy, and well-loved. I've always been a people-minded person. I've taken care of my siblings as the oldest daughter, but that was because I wanted to, not because my parents forced me to. Because I was taller and looked older than the other children, I've always been treated as older and more mature than my age. It was what confused me about my husband's comments on me being more innocent and basically more naive than others, and how worried he was about me. No one has ever said that about me. I don't know where my husband's trauma comes from, but we'll work through it together. I know he will heal and will be stronger. Someone says, wow, hubby feels guilty for being attracted to you while he was your caregiver. He doesn't realize many men would leave if wife was sick. I hope he finds why he feels like this. Opie says he feels that it's bad or evil for anyone to have those thoughts about me. I don't know why. Alan was wonderful during my recovery. I never felt uncomfortable at all. I know many husbands that wouldn't care for their wives like he did. I don't know why he feels guilty. He said he was supposed to take care of me, but subconsciously had those bad thoughts and looked more than he should. But I don't know why any thoughts of being attracted to my body as my husband are bad to him. He's my husband. And someone says on the back of that, wow, your husband is pretty much worshipping you to the point that he views that to desire you sexually is a sin. In other words, he's basically marrying his Virgin Mary so no one could taint her image. So in his beliefs, you have to be out of his league because there is no way for him to reach his goddess. Yes, he does need therapy. That is not how the marriage works. You love him and he loves you, but he is about to place you on the altar and to sing his rosary. That is not healthy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So 6 months later, Opie comes in with their next update and says, hello, I'm back with some updates. My husband Alan and I still go to marriage counseling, but he quit therapy because he said it made him worse. We found out a lot during therapy. Much of his trauma came from school, where he was being brutally bullied. The adults turned a blind eye, his friends abandoned him, and he couldn't tell his parents. So he felt alone until I arrived. I was well liked, and because I protected him, the bullies stopped, and people were nice to him again. He loved me and saw me as his savior. The problem was his mental state wasn't good. I think my husband was in the process of being diagnosed, but he has intrusive thoughts. I've always been taller and more muscular than other kids and treated as older. I'm still obviously female, just one that's naturally taller and stouter. With beauty standards emphasizing small and thin, I always felt weird about my body. But that doesn't stop creepy men, and it didn't stop teenage boys. And his bullies made comments about me that are degrading, not atypical for cruel teenage boys. Some of what they said matched his thoughts because they were normal thoughts. intrusive thoughts or just fantasies. He had a lot of fantasies and a lot of intrusive thoughts about me. I confirmed to him that people have bad thoughts about me, and he's just as bad, but the difference was he could control it, so he made a decision not to be attracted to me. He said the more he got to know me, the more pure and precious I seemed, and the less he could let the rot out. He had to keep me safe because the world would destroy me. And the comments he made when he was drunk was one of deep denial and trying to reassure me that he didn't have disgusting thoughts about me. That does explain some things about how my husband behaves around me, and especially in the bedroom. It also explains why he's very protective of me. He's always been an adoring husband, which is at odds with someone who is not attracted to me. The bathtub memory affected him a lot because he could rationalize a lot of things, but for the first time, I was vulnerable physically and in need of his help, and his fantasies and intrusive thoughts got worse. Some of the therapy was to try to get me off the pedestal, but it didn't really work, and his intrusive thoughts got worse. He said he had to quit, and I supported him. He told me some of his fantasies, and some were normal and some were disturbing. I told him that I loved and trusted him. Our marriage is strong, and I will stay by his side and help him. And someone said to Opie on this one, maybe a different therapist. He can't continue to live this way. It will eat him up inside. Opie replies saying he is averse to the thought of therapy right now. It's good that he still comes to marriage counseling, but I don't want to push him to something that makes him uncomfortable. But I do want him to find a therapist. I will do some research to find a better therapist. My plan is to help him feel more comfortable, and then when he is better, suggest therapy again. In that update, I was hoping for some kind of positive outcome, but I gotta admit, for me personally, after that update, I didn't feel good about the situation. It still had me worried, especially with like the husband quitting therapy, which it sounds like he does massively need in this, because otherwise it sounds like he's just going to refuse to actually tackle the issues at hand. Did he quit therapy because he's being made to face up to those problems? It must have been. And OP's attitude towards it also had me feeling uneasy at the same time. You know, the whole way through it sounded like quite scary in some places. The way that she was talking about his intrusive thoughts. Like, this is in need of sort of urgent attention. But it almost felt like OP was like, yeah, don't worry. We'll sort it out at some point down the road. And maybe it's not like that, but it certainly felt that way as I was reading into it. Because at the moment, this certainly feels like, you know, this is just one of those things that could snowball down the road. And there was many comments saying the same sort of thing, also concerns for OP's safety, etc., etc. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And this story comes from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit, which looks at, from the title, you never know, I suppose, looks to be a little bit more of light-hearted drama, I guess. Can you call it light-hearted drama? But Financial Mortgage 15 says, am I the asshole for expecting my wife to do most of the pool upkeep? You know, well, you know, I've said that now. Watch this story, absolutely crazy. I, 36 male, and my wife, 35 female, purchased our house 3 years ago. When we're in the market for houses, my wife stated that she explicitly wanted a pool. I didn't really care too much for a pool, but we had a flexible budget, so I guess why not? I requested, though, that if we bought one, she would have to do 80% of the upkeep, if not all of it. She agreed. Fast forward to now. I've done 90% of the upkeep, and my wife had an excuse every time I asked her to help me clean the pool, or check the alkalinity or pH level of the pool. She's always too tired, or she'd do it later. I let it happen the first couple of times, but it's getting frustrating now. But luckily, I have two employees that are extremely helpful. My son, 7 male, and my daughter, 6 female. Very well paid, no complaints so far. Yesterday, my employees were using their time off to go to school, so I got to cleaning. Technically draining, but it took long enough that it was just done by the time my wife got back home. By the time we were heading to bed, I asked her if she could clean on Saturday, or I could help. But she hit me with the, I'm busy. She doesn't work on Saturday. I got kind of upset about it and told her that she should be doing 100% of the upkeep anyways, and I'm going to stop taking care of the pool from now. She just told me to stop bluffing and went to sleep. Fast forward to this morning, and she doesn't even want to discuss anything pool related or even anything related with me. am I the arsehole? Absolutely not the arsehole in this situation. You know, from the very beginning, she insisted on the pool. You got the pool because of that reason. I'm sure you get some use out of it. I'm sure your children get use out of it as well. But she should at least be contributing at least 50% helping sort that pool out. And the comment of stop bluffing would, you know, would set me off. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not sure if you can do this with pools. I've never had a pool, but I'd just completely drain it, leave it, put a cover on it and be done with it. Again, I'm not sure about the intricacies. I don't know if you have to do something with the pump or the pumps or the innards of the pool before you do that, because you obviously don't want it to seize up. I'm going to be getting all technical here. You cheeky bastard, Mark. Comfortable C says, not the arsehole. Your wife pulled a bait and switch. Question, does wifey use the pool on a regular basis? Opie says, when it's warm. She and her friends use it more than I do for sure. 50 says, not the arsehole. Your wife should be helping you. You need to decide if this is a hill to die upon though. Like, will this ruin your marriage? You have a couple of options, I think. Stop maintaining the pool. Just leave it to swamp up, which will probably annoy both you and your wife and might not be the best for the kids. Keep doing what you're doing and be annoyed and resentful of your wife. Get a service to do maintenance. Will cost money, yes, but will also save you time and probably friction with your wife. Tell her you're hiring someone, and if she doesn't like it, she can take over the pool. But that those are the two choices. She does it, or someone hired does it. Crazy Turnip says, not the arsehole. So when we bought our house, my hubby wanted a pool. I knew how much work they are. I didn't service it at all. Pool was a gorgeous black/green. Finally, hubby, who I love dearly, but epitomizes weaponized incompetence, asked if we could please pay to have the cleaning/service done, as he was making enough money for that. We hired someone. Well, he hired someone and pays him. So yes, put it back on your wife. No need to discuss it. It's already been discussed. She sees no point to the conversation because you are already cleaning it. And a final comment from Disney Lover 3, who says, not the arsehole. Your wife is literally just disrespecting you at this point. Saying that you should stop bluffing and then not speaking to you is childish and petty. Does she help out in other ways? Does she work a physically draining job? Or is it all you doing all/most of the work, even though she's an adult who's more than capable? It sounds like there's an unevenness in your marriage and also a communication issue, since she won't even talk to you about this. Hope you can figure this out now, OP, because otherwise this behavior will continue and get worse the longer it goes on. Ah, this post has given me nostalgia of the old entitled people stories that we used to read about neighbors coming round wanting to use their swimming pool or letting their kids use the swimming pool during the summer months. Ah, I might have to look up some of those again because I absolutely do love those stories. Anyway, what do you guys make of this situation? Put yourself in OP's shoes. What would you do? Just hire a maintenance? What if they couldn't afford it? What would you do then? Would you discuss with wife further? What if she says no? Empty the pool? Is that a possibility? Or is someone technical going to say, nah, you can't do that? Or even go further extreme, fill the pool in. Or just leave a fake floater in there. Oh, why is my brain like this? Anyway, huge thank you for being here today. You are absolutely amazing. Please keep doing what you do, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.